It's Dick Toledo, and you found the resting place for all HMS podcasting. 98KUPD.com, right within the 98KUPD app, and at podcastone.com. So thanks for enjoying the podcasting content, and today it's brought to you by our friends at Chapman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Check out their hundreds of new and used inventory at ChapmanDodge.com, because, you know, in the middle of a pandemic, the thing a lot of us really want to do is get away, far away, to where all the people are not. And I know personally, working with a Jeep lover for 20 years, that the one thing that can get you there, the off-road machine, a Jeep. And at Chapman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, you can save big on the rolling definition of go big or go home during Jeep Adventure Days happening now. Visit them at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 in Indian School, or simply do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more and enjoy today's podcasting content.
Get something, something. Check out Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast at 98kupd.com.
We'll go right back to it. Brady's got a list of things he's going to test our own Brett Festley. And I got an email I got to read. It says, wait, that's a different one. Although it's pretty good. Guy says, John, you're completely right. I'm a loud and proud Trump supporter. I wear hats. I wear shirts. I have signs and flags in the yard. But today I feel a little ashamed and dirty and violated. I'm still voting for Trump because I think he's taking the country in the right direction. But I'm definitely hanging my head a little bit today with disappointment. You should. I'll be a little more quiet today. And after your show, I usually turn to politics for the rest of the day. But I have to take a break and reset from what I saw last night. I think that's a good approach there, especially if you've been kind of the loud one on either side.
Well, Larry gained another listener today then. He's not tuning into politics.
That's right. Congratulations. You can listen to. And by the way, today is the 25th anniversary of Larry's third day on the job. So he's going to celebrate all the songs with the number 3 in them today. Very big. It was a big day on his third day on the job. And then he was fired once.
Yeah.
For about 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Does that hurt?
For that joke.
Yeah. For which one? But which was the anniversary? I'm not talking about that joke ever again. I won't tell that in private company.
No.
Yeah, I can't believe he opened a mic and said, here's something. Find out, Jeremy, find out when he was fired. And we'll eliminate that from the 25th anniversary time and we'll batch that in. But
we can. So is he just combining everything?
Yeah.
So
the Uncle Friday to the Larry.
Okay, all right.
He don't like when people remember him as that. But I keep telling him, like, look, nobody's ever going to retroactively attack you for Uncle Friday. And they might. I just tell him that to get him to stop talking about it.
There was no tapes back then, so you never know. He's all right.
Oh, I got tapes of it. If anybody needs one, I'll throw Larry. That's the reason Larry and I get along. I hold that over his head like a thundercloud.
Got the tapes.
But somebody said something. I haven't listened since for a while. So it's the first time back in a while. And this is what it said. It was pretty great. Where'd it go? Damn it! Oh, there it is. It says I haven't listened for a while. So let me just catch up. Happy belated birthday. Yes, it's been that long. My birthday's in the middle of July, for God's sake. So he gives us that. And he said, you're missing someone from the show, which seems strange at first, but now it's like he was never there. I think Bert does a really good job rounding out the crew. And I do like that Eric was edited out of the theme music, although I want to know when Brett gets edited in. Why don't you just make it permanent at this point? Well, we can't. I'll just leave it there. No one's allowed to hire anyone right now. So Brett is probationary until COVID goes away or he quits. That's basically
and
it.
And it's going pretty good right now.
COVID?
For Brett.
Oh, I thought it was a cavalier attack of people with COVID, Brady. Yeah, Brett's fine.
I'm still the overnight guy, technically.
Technically, on paper, he's still the overnight guy.
And on the website, too.
Well, and that's where you're going to stay.
I know.
Because we can't actually move you. And in fairness to Brett, this is the worst part about it. He got a job doing overnights 27 years ago. He did them without complaint for a quarter century and then got a job in the morning show and took a pay cut. It was fantastic. It's a great move.
Great.
Thank you, COVID. But
I couldn't believe that when somebody mentioned that to me. Like, oh, yeah.
All that work
bitch.
And all that. You know what? I'm going to work on the morning show. It's an upgrade in life, and I don't have to stay up with these weird night owl troll meth heads anymore, and I can start hanging out with the people who are first thing in the morning troll meth heads, and we're going to cut your pay. Congratulations on your promotion. So yeah.
You're going to love it.
So I get a lot of that, actually. You must be doing an all right job, Brett, because people are saying they like you. So
thank you.
I'm just making that up. I'm trying to make them. Yes, I don't get a ton. I get a couple. But, yeah, but we can't make it permanent, so quit asking. Just live with it. What business is it of yours anyway?
He sneaks these little emails and texts in. Brett does.
Oh, Brett does He's a good right job of that. Yeah, it's usually under a woman's name, which is strange. Also, do you email the Hells Angels and go, all right, he's been a prospect long enough. Just let it go. We'll do what he wants. Right now, though, it's time for Brett and his Italian knowledge, as we like to tap into this. And Brady's got some food stories. So this is a combination of the two of you and your passions.
Are you just going to leave the room now?
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to go wrestle Jeremy in the hallway. We'll get the oil. Go ahead and ask your weird questions, Brady, because this is interesting.
Okay.
Oh, no.
A lot of people, Italian food is one of their favorite foods.
Yeah.
And you might not be eating it like a real Italian would.
All right.
So when next time you're at the Olive Garden eating authentic Italian food.
That is not going to happen.
That always makes him mad.
So a recent poll looked at the top mistakes we make when we eat Italian food. Here are the five things you might be doing wrong.
All right.
Okay.
And would you agree with them? Oh, so I'll just open up with eating garlic bread with pasta.
I know that's a sin.
Is it?
In Italy? Yeah, it's a sin over there. I do it. I do it because I'm Americanized, but it is a sin over there.
Garlic bread is frowned on in Italian houses?
Yep. It's not Italian.
Yeah, it's not Italian.
It's Olive Garden.
Well, neither are noodles Italian.
Oh, sure they are.
No, they're not. Pastas. No, they're Asian. Stolen by Marco Polo and brought back.
And made better.
Okay. See, but they're still not authentic Italian anything.
Well, if you want to take that up with the
I just did.
The Italians, well.
Okay. They're not Italian.
We made them better.
Says who?
Says me.
Okay.
All the guineas.
And you'll find that out in every town you go to in Italy.
Yeah.
That their pasta is better than the other town.
Right.
Pasta.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
The cheeses are better than the other.
Well, that's the same with anything. Yeah. Hamburgers, pizza, everything. Yeah. Everybody's got their own, it's better over here.
But time out. If your argument that garlic isn't authentic Italian, then neither are
garlic
your noodles.
Bread isn't. Garlic bread.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
They don't eat a slice of bread, garlic bread with their pasta.
Yeah, it's not an Italian thing.
It was
Americanized.
Oh, all right. So is pizza.
Ordering stuffed crust
pizza. So is
pizza.
That's not even a thing.
Yeah, he just waved you off with his hand.
That's a Pizza Hut thing.
The clearest example of why American pizza isn't seen as real pizza in Italian. And in general, more than three toppings is a no-no.
What's your best pizza in town? Have we asked you that yet? As a real Italian. This is a big test for you because there's going to be Italians who get pissed off when you answer this no matter which direction.
There is no right answer because everybody likes something different.
American pizza. That's what it would be.
You know what? And being the Chicago thing, I'm not a deep dish guy.
Yeah,
our family always had the thin crust. But one of the best pizzas I had, and I hate to say it because it's going to kill me to say it, was Lombardi's in New York.
No kidding. Yep. Oh, you went to New York.
Yeah.
Pizza.
Yep.
Ooh.
Yep. Because that's the OG. That was the first pizzeria in America.
That's right.
So
it's actually got.
And it's amazing. It's great. I can't.
You can taste the murder.
Can't wait to go there.
Brady's going to get on a plane later today after he takes that elephant's
temperature.
Adding extra Parmesan to after the food's been served.
That's an insult.
It is?
It's supposed to be seasoned correctly.
You guys
when
are
it comes out.
So when I take my Kraft powdered Parmesan and just pound the bottom of that little
that,
green
you don't do
tube.
That. What the hell's wrong with you? Come on.
It's basically it's
and that deserved
an
to come on too. Come on.
So what you're learning is everybody has talked trash about Olive Garden, but that's how we all view
it's
Italian
terrible.
Food here.
Because it's fantastic.
You think that's how it's
terrible.
With.
It's amazing.
It's terrible.
Olive Garden's awesome.
Oh, so you'll go to Olive Garden over Syria.
The garlic bread. Cereal closed. There's a million Olive Gardens.
And you're Olive Garden, Brett. You're from here. You're not from Italy.
You're not authentic.
You're
doesn't
Garden.
Mean I don't have taste buds.
Here's your
Garden's
so you like to, you like Olive Garden?
Olive Garden's not bad.
Oh, I love
you
it.
The breadsticks are
you just
awesome.
All right, calm down.
You just
suck. Calm down.
Ever since Fazoli's in
here. Jeremy's going to kill you. Awesome. You have to be careful. These people have an itchy trigger finger about their food. It's like Brady. You don't want
and
to get
into
this.
Of course, a White Sox fan picks New York pizza.
Now he's going down that road. I'm going to have to close your microphone.
Oh, boy.
Where's
that's a shocker.
Where's a bush when you need a Jeremy taken out?
Well, this segment with Brett is going very well. It's also,
cereal was the greatest food I've ever eaten.
Yeah,
next absolutely. To Catch, which is now the greatest restaurant I've ever been to, and they're both in the Aria. But I will say the Asian one was best.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't been that. That's the Catch one?
No, it's called Cereo. It was
the Asian one.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Cereo, noodles.
No, delicious, that is not Asian noodles. Get the hell out of here.
Fantastic.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Guy comes over. He goes, you're going to love this. Sayonara. And he walked away from the table. I'm like, these guys know noodles, these Asians. I just don't understand that garlic bread thing. If you're going to be all uppity about where garlic bread comes from, then you can't be too proud of your noodle.
It's over there. I eat garlic bread. Yeah, I don't care.
Awesome.
I mean, it's good.
But we do it like as part of an Italian meal.
Right.
Like when we used to have Sopranos night at my mom's house, it was garlic bread, like an Italian food she'd make, and then garlic bread was like on everybody's plate. So yeah. I always associated that completely with Italian food and nothing else.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I've never even put it on, like, I've never had garlic bread with anything else.
I prefer the bread with the oil.
With the olive oil. Yeah, that's balsamic.
Good stuff. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
But you think about the Parmesan on the food. Yeah. Just in general, if someone puts a plate of food, honey or whatever, and you go right for the salt or pepper, you taste it first. Yeah. That's the insult to the chef, or the...
Yeah, that you didn't season it correctly. I mean, I put Romano on mine, but...
Romano.
Overcooking your pasta.
Well, that's
big mistake.
That's just
El dente.
Yeah.
Here's one of your favorites. I know you love doing this. Cutting up your spaghetti into pieces.
No.
No. Look how tiny it is.
No.
It makes it easier
that's
to eat, Brett.
That's a sin.
It makes it easier to eat.
No. You know what? Go get a can of SpaghettiOs. You
I can
cretin.
Spoon SpaghettiOs ain't bad. Beefaroni's pretty good, too.
Yeah. I like to open the can and pour it into the bowl, and sometimes I don't even heat it up.
Chef Boyardee, he's Italian. That last name's Italian, right?
I call him
actually,
Chef
he was Italian.
Boy, oh boy, because I love every yummy. Bite.
Actually, he was Italian originally.
Yeah.
Chef Boyardee. Yeah.
Originally.
Yeah, the original one. And then they changed it to Boyardee.
No.
Because I can't remember what his real name
Boyardee.
Was. Yeah. And then I guess during World War II, they started canning it all up. And
that's why you guys lost World War II. You're focused on the wrong stuff.
No, it was Americanized.
Focus on that authentic
it was American.
Italian food, Chef Boyardee.
There was a little...
Did you guys hear they changed Boyardee's name to Boyardee? We'll never be the same. The canned Italian.
Wow. Yeah, this is fun because I've never been this uppity about food in my life. I've never had somebody say, hey, if you take your Cinnamon Toast Crunch,
what are you talking about?
Like, yeah, really? That's how you eat that? Okay. The only thing I get goofy about is taking you to a steakhouse and you order well done.
Oh, yeah.
I will. I'm not paying for your steak.
Or A1 or, any
if
sauce
you ask
on
for
top.
A1, yeah. If you ask for A1 at the steakhouse, I'm not paying for you.
You got a bottle of ketchup?
No.
Oh, my dad. Chili.
Right on top
no matter
of the
what,
steak.
If he gets chili, can I get ketchup, please? Puts ketchup in.
Yeah, but that's chili. That's slop anyway. That's just trough food. There's nothing. Look, if you're espousing the higher end chilies and you're like, my God, that's an affront to chili eaters everywhere. Chili, you can pour rat crap on chili. It's just a bunch of goo.
It's pretty good.
Rat crap?
Yeah.
Ketchup's not bad. Now, if you brought ketchup to Steak 44 or Ocean 44 and I'm paying, I'm asking for a separate bill for you.
I'm coming in with
well
sauce.
Done, and you put a thin layer of ketchup on top of the steak.
You're paying for that. That $150 hockey puck covered in ketchup is on your dime.
Does the waiter just come out and punch you in the face when you ask for ketchup?
A lot of chefs won't do it.
They say no.
I was in a place once where Palazzo in Vegas, and there was a steakhouse in there. I forget what it was called. And I will say this. It's not fair to your average person who doesn't like a rare steak. Mm-hmm. But they brought, like, I think Megan got medium well, and that thing came out rare.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I wanted it medium well. And he goes, this is the chef's version of medium well. He won't cook the meat deeper than that. Because that's the way meat's supposed to taste. You want something else?
He's afraid to bring it back to the chef.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But it was basically like, no, this is his version of medium well. You came to a place that's charging a couple $100 a steak. He ain't cooking it your way. This ain't Burger King. This is what he's doing this. And she started crying because I'm just eat the goddamn steak.
Just forcing her to
eat
it.
I don't want it. It's all bloody.
It's not blood. That's water. It's fine.
And it's bright red.
Mine was purple because I get Pittsburgh black and blue. I get a steak the way you're supposed to get it. But this was obscenely rare. And I'm like, I'll eat it. I love that. But yeah, everybody at the table's like, well, you can't have it. It was like the chef was like, no. And some higher end places are like, no, steaks are cooked to this. And it would be like an Italian place. You're like, I like my noodles to be really sticky and overcooked. Oof. The chef would be like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that. And you do that at a place that actually you pay. And it's weird because the chef has a say in your meal and you're not sending it back. You send it, never mind. Shut it down. And like, that's when you started to see that Gordon Ramsay thing. Yeah. He just won't give you any food.
You send your Whopper back all the time. This isn't done right.
This needs to be burned on the edges. Can I get this just crispy on the sides? it's weird, but yeah, if I take every, if like we go to a steakhouse and I'm like, everybody, it's on me. And Jeremy says, and breaks ketchup out of his velour suit pocket. And it would be Hunt's. He would have Hunt's ketchup. Oh,
no, it would be packets. It would be packets
food
of ketchup. Packets
from Whataburger.
Yeah. Food Club.
Food Club ketchup. Yep.
You're giving a brand.
I was a little nervous once Megan's dad, we went to the Melting Pot. And, he reached into his pocket in his coat and he pulled out his own cocktail sauce. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. What's going on here? I like this. I'm like, we're. What are we doing? You got mustard in that other pocket. I'm going to leave. No, it's just the cocktail sauce. But yeah, you order, and if I was going to pay, I'll pay for everybody's steak unless you wreck it. I'm not out. I don't enjoy your company that much to watch you ruin something.
Ruin a steak.
Like if Brett said, let's all go to my favorite Italian restaurant, and you ordered you ordered spaghetti, and then ask him to boil it to a crisp and then put ketchup on it. You'd be like, I'm not paying
I
for
like
it.
My noodles mushy.
I like mushy
and
noodles.
Al dente.
Rarely is the pasta like the entree. Pasta is just one of the.
Well, for you, Brady, most people get full up.
When I went over there, they had the different courses. They bring out that. Hey, could I get some more of that pasta?
Brady, come on. You really think that's what they were doing? Or did they look at you and go, we got a sucker at a table of five. He eat it all. Oh, no, no. In Italy, you eat again after the pasta, and then you eat again and again.
Wow, there's seven courses of pasta here.
You want
family
a lasagna?
Style means for the family, Brady, not just for you.
Yeah.
That's not a single
serving. The family wants me to eat seven courses.
You want a lasagna?
For yourself.
You want a lasagna after your fifth plate of spaghetti? I don't really. Oh, you're an insult to my mama.
How could I do such a thing? It's tradition. One plate of lasagna, please.
With a side of chicken parm.
This guy is like a Garfield out there. He eat it all. Yeah. I don't buy a waiter who's like, you got to eat a third of thing. I don't have to do anything. You an assault on my mama. I'll do more of that in your mom. Give me the bill. This guy, he don't want to fall for my trick. Well, there you go. Your Italian food is all wrong. Also, Asian. It's like the Scots. Those stupid with Scottish golf. The Scottish people sitting there. We invented golf. No, you didn't. China did. China invented all that. So they were a thriving civilization. Before even the whole Jesus thing started to happen. Everybody ignores that. They're rolling their own thing going over there. Oh, the cradle of civilizations here. No, the Chinese were around. They were doing stuff. They had buildings and all sorts of things.
Including the China flu, you know.
Yeah.
And don't forget, they were working very hard on trying to kill America thousands of years before we existed.
China.
That's why the Bible didn't pay attention to them. They knew. Those crooked Chinese. Like crooked Hillary.
It's 8:56. Well, there you go. Next time you're eating Italian food and that garlic bread hits you, who knew? I had no idea. So when are we supposed to eat garlic bread? With what?
You don't. Well,
ever?
Well, not the true Italian style over there. You don't.
Yeah, but when do you eat garlic bread?
When you're here in America. You
this
just eat it whenever.
We do everything better here in America.
Yeah, so just we made remember, it better. Like you say, you made Chinese noodles better.
We did.
We made your Italian food better.
No.
With the garlic
even
bread.
Even you said you eat garlic
know.
Bread.
I said I will eat it, but I prefer the bread with the olive and olive oil and the balsamic.
This is good stuff. He gets all fired up.
Damn right.
I do like the olive oil balsamic.
Yeah.
But nothing better.
Good rustic bread.
Nothing better when I get that chicken parm straight out of the freezer. Pop it into that microwave.
You son of a...
Have it brought over to my
cheesy
table.
Cheesy garlic bread.
And all you can eat soup and those breadsticks just keep to coming.
Doesn't Joe got a commercial and needs to be playing here anytime soon? Let's go.
Because Trevor the Waiter.
Little Caesars has a half pizza, half garlic bread now.
They do?
Yeah.
The ultimate Italian
it's
dinner.
Like being in Italy.
For rubes like you, that would fit. So enjoy that.
The ultimate Italian
it's
dinner.
It's Caesar. Yeah. He's the most Italian. Uh-huh. That guy is Italy.
What a rube.
It's fun. I don't have any sort of ties to my heritage. Not even a little. I kind of envy
Not
that.
Even the meatballs?
They're horrible.
At IKEA?
Oh, the Swedish food's the grossest thing I've ever put in my mouth. Lingonberries? What the look?
What is a lingonberry?
You're talking about.
I don't know. I think it's a hemorrhoids. I think it's fresh, bloody hemorrhoids. You get a grapevine and a... Oh, they're disgusting. And you put that lutefisk next to it, that awful salt fish. Why don't you hear some sand and salt? Stuff this in your mouth. Where'd you pull this? How did this ever live in water? It's the driest thing I've ever had. Yeah, Swedish food's terrible. Swedish music's awful. Everything about that country is.
You had a, didn't you have ABBA?
Yeah, you had ABBA.
We, you know, Blind Squirrel.
You're one.
You got the Blind Squirrel. There's a couple of Swedish bands, but their music most of the time stinks. They snowmobile everywhere. What a dump.
I bet Marcus could turn you into some Swedish music. All that death metal from up there. Black
stuff. That stuff's crazy, too.
Real upbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because most of those people are real depressed because they're eating lingonberries and lutvisk.
Man, there's just nothing but snow up there, right?
Yeah, I'd pray for the angel of death in my music, too, if I had to eat that crap. I'd die to steal something from China and make it ours, but all they did was just add salt and dryness. Yeah, I envy that, Brett. You've got heritage. When you're at the Olive Garden, it's like
that'll
family.
Never happen. That'll never happen.
He's just
you're
crazy
above
about
that.
It.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. I work overnights, and I won't even go there. Screw that.
All right, this segment brought to you by our friends at the Olive Garden. You don't have to like it. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Enjoy.
Manja. It's 9 o'clock on the dot. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. K-U-P-D.
You need a ride, but you don't want just any ride. You want your ride. Not just something that'll get you from here to there. Something that says, here I am. And it's not enough just to buy your new ride either. No. You need to be able to buy it your way. At Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, we got you. Visit us at the Scottsdale Auto Show off the 101 and Indian School Road or do it all online at ChapmanDodge.com. Chapman Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Get more.